Local Dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Mark, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you are having a fantastic Tuesday morning. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to join in our conversation, you can call or text 437-1620. I have the Vice President of Armada Advisors, Trevor Oden, with me this morning. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning.
It's so good to have you on. Armada Advisors is a Pensacola-based registered investment advisory firm. His company's authorized dealer with Fidelity Investments and serves as a custodian for most of his clients. I appreciate you coming. We're going to talk about all things. We have a lot to talk about. I think everyone's going to be really interested in, because I read the questions and I'm pretty excited to hear the answers to some of these. So you want to stick around for sure. So if you want to talk anything about maybe stocks, or you have a question about your 401k, things like that, financial questions, please call or text. Join the conversation at 437-1620. So, Trevor, you know, we're almost halfway through the year. It's 2023. What does the market look like?
So there's a lot that has happened in 2023, Tammy, and it hasn't been as drastic as, you know, 2022, where everybody's 401k seemed to plummet and blame it on the president. And it's just, it's a very interesting year. But, you know, the market's focusing more on domestic events instead of the international ones, such as the Ukrainian-Russian war, or the big fear last year that China was going to invade Taiwan and suddenly take away all of our computer chips.
And we were worried, huh?
It was. And I was worried, too, because I didn't want to pay, you know, thousands of dollars for a graphics card or an iPhone. But that didn't happen. But inflation still remains a large concern of most investors. And arguably, you could, as the country as a whole, but lately in the news, like, most investors and most Americans see these large bank failures as more worrying than inflation. But you can't really ignore the media spreading doom with the Treasury, with Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, coming out and saying, you know, we're going to run out of money. We're going to run out of money. So there's a lot of things on investors' minds. And that's what we try to do at Armada Advisors, is we analyze all these events and look at what it could potentially affect people's portfolios and say, no, you're going to be okay. You're not going to lose all your money. It's not going to be 1929 again, or the Great Depression.
The Great Depression.
So we're in a lot better place than most people think.
And if you need more information, you can always go over to armadaadvisors.com. Get more information over there, or call 497-6167. They're on Spring Street in Pensacola. So we're talking about losing all our money. So how will the U.S., will it run out of money?
So
should we be worried?
That's a good question, but believe it or not, the answer is relatively simple, is we're not going to run out of money. For example, every year Congress passes legislation that allows the Treasury to borrow money or raise the debt limit. While the U.S. receives, you know, trillions and trillions of dollars from its citizens in taxes, and thank God tax season is over finally.
Yes.
It needs to borrow, unfortunately, more money in order to pay for all their spending, military, social, healthcare spending. And every so often, this argument occurs, and it typically occurs when a party wins in Congress that doesn't like the incumbent president, and it happens every few years, and this is why we have, you know, these doom statements by Janet Yellen. And so every politician wants something different. So with these doomsday articles, it scares more people than it really should. Mm-hmm. And is it worrying? Yeah. I mean, if the U.S. ran out of money, I mean, that would be terrible. Markets could potentially plummet. But, you know, it is highly, highly unlikely that the U.S. will actually default, because most politicians realize at some point they have to put aside their differences and make a deal for the country, because it could potentially spawn a greater catastrophe. I mean, in fact, we've only failed to pass this legislation once, Tammy, in 1979. Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I'm not really worried. And I think most people should just realize it is, you know, Fox, CNN, all these big media companies trying to spread doom.
Aren't you tired of it? Because I am. I'm kind of exhausted with it. We had a friend text in, mutual fund or ETF?
So I like both, but they're different types of investors. Personally, I like ETFs now, because you actually get more of a return on your investment over time, typically, because you're paying the fund or the ETF less expense ratio, which is the fee a fund charges you. So expense ratio, to put it in the real simple talk, is say you're making 10% a year. Most mutual funds have a 1% expense ratio, so you're really making 9%. ETFs typically have cheaper expense ratios, such as 0.5% or 0.25%. So you're making 9.75 instead of 9. And it just depends. But, you know, mutual fund managers sometimes are really good, such as Jeff Danoff and other ones. Mm-hmm. And so it just really depends what you prefer, or whether you want more of a person instead of a company making decisions.
Okay. Thank you. Absolutely. If you want to join in the conversation, it's 437-1620. I'm Tammy Martin with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Trevor Odom, the Vice President of Armada Advisors. So get in your questions. He would love to answer them for you. We are talking about, you know, dooms, you know, people being, you know, like it's going to crash, everything's going to fail, and he's here to help us understand that it's not. We're going to be okay. If you need more information, ArmadaAdvisors.com, 497-6167. So like we were talking about, the big fox, everyone wants to scare us, right? Does the U.S. money crisis, you know, we talk about banks failing. Does the money crisis have anything to do with the banks failing? Is that?
No, the bank failures are actually completely separate from the U.S. potentially defaulting. They really don't tie into one another.
Okay.
And so.
Well, that's good to know. Because, I mean, you get kind of worried when banks are, I mean, it's scary when you see like a big bank failing. Mm-hmm. So that's good to know that they're not related, right?
I mean, most people are concerned because they see the parallels to 2008. And there's been a graphic going around the New York Times and all these other investment mm-hmm. websites and Wall Street Journal. And it shows that in 2008, when we had a large amount of banks collapse, which triggered, you know, the 2008-2009 financial crisis. And yes, there certainly are parallels, one being that the three banks that collapsed in 2023 totaled the amount of assets of 25 banks that collapsed in 2008.
Oh, wow.
However, there's a huge, huge key difference, and I can't emphasize it enough. The three banks that collapsed, you know, this year, First Republic, Silicon Valley, and Signature Bank, were very, very high-risk banks. What does this mean? They invested into risky venture capital funding, like so for startups, crypto, and very risky option statements.
Okay.
Or trading. And put simply, I mean, they had terrible investment management. Typically, you hire an investment banker to make good decisions for the bank, and they didn't really have those good employees. And therefore, when, you know, interest rates kept on going upward because the Fed's trying to combat inflation, these risky banks did not have the funds to pay their debts on their deposits and the interest on the deposits, and they forced the banks to liquidate a large amounts of assets, mm-hmm. and in some cases caused massive, massive realized losses and an ultimate collapse and panic.
So these banks were risky. They were involved in risky investments. So when should an investor begin to worry?
So, I mean, it's hard to tell when, you know, everybody's going to worry about something their own way. And mm-hmm. my job as a financial advisor is to do the worrying for you,
yes.
because, you know, I see people's portfolios day in, day out. I make sure that, you know, people, it's like, listen, it's not the end of the world. We're still going to be here for a long time. If the mm-hmm. market didn't collapse during World War II, it's not going to collapse now.
You know, I actually, side note, I actually think about that. I'm like, we are in some good times. It has been so much worse.
It has been. I mean, we're in the most peaceful era of, despite Russia and Ukraine, China.
We really are.
You can go on the street and not have feel like, you know, worry that there's missiles going to fly everywhere.
Right.
We're not at war. We are in the most peaceful time in human history. But like, I really would only worry, Tammy, if we began to see, you know, large stable banks like that everybody knows, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, Deutsche Bank, mm-hmm. you know, Bank of America. If those banks started failing, and like all these regional banks like Bank of the South, you know, Warrington Bank
okay.
in Pensacola,
mm-hmm.
you know, if these banks all started collapsing at the same time, that's when I would have started worrying. But that's not happening
mm-hmm.
because most banks have sound risk processes, and the market is much more stable in 2008. And there are many safeguards put in place to prevent these banks from collapsing.
By the way, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Trevor Odom with Armada Advisors. If you would like more information, you can visit armadaadvisors.com, 497-6167 on North Spring Street. If you have a question, you can call or text 437-1620. So we're talking about safeguards. So what safeguards do they put into place?
So most of the safeguards, I mean, I'm not going to get too much into it because I did study all of this, you know, at Johns Hopkins. And,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to bore people on the radio with it. But just to summarize, I mean, most of the safeguards that the Fed and the governments have put in with regard to banks are stress tests, like how much stress can a bank take, you know, in order to fail. And also they introduced legislation to reduce speculative activity, like shorting shares, option trading, you know, very risky investments. That's not typically for your average investor. And also in 2008, the Fed and the market as a whole responded very poorly to all the banks failing. And now the Fed is very quick to step in, you know, going, hey, we're not going to let this happen. The FDIC swoops in. We're going to safeguard people's deposits to prevent bank runs, and also just really assuring the public as a whole, this is not going to happen. Okay. And I mean, yes, there's people who don't want to believe, you know, the government, but, you know, the government's not there to hurt everybody because they know it could potentially be far worse.
Right. They want to protect themselves as well at some level, right?
Exactly.
So that makes us all feel better, you know. Even with the bank failures at the forefront of investors' minds, you know, what can someone do, you know, to still profit and bring stability to their portfolio? And this is, I'm sure, where you shine, you know, where your company can help.
Exactly. So at Armada Advisors, we're different than your average registered investment advisor. Your typical financial advisor will put you in mutual funds or an annuity and leave you there and call you once a year. We talk to you much more than that, and we look at all the potential investments that you can use to make money. So, for example, we look for primarily for companies that have long-term growth forecasts and a stable financial balance sheet. These companies, like, include, you know, big names, Amazon, Google, companies that aren't going to default or go out of business anytime soon. But we also look at companies that are making money in the short term and seeing how it can project, you know, in the immediate, short to immediate term. And right now, our favorite company is a pharmaceutical company called Novo Nordisk.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about it.
So Novo Nordisk is actually a Danish pharmaceutical company. It's not an American company, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. But they make a variety of drugs all around the world. They're innovative. They have a great balance sheet. They project the long-time growth and are currently very, very popular in the news right now because of their drug called Wegovy.
I heard of Wegovy. That's so popular right now.
It is. And the reason it's so popular is because it's an injectable weight loss drug that is typically given to people that need to lose weight but have underlying issues. And originally, these pills were designed for persons that have problems losing weight, like they tried again, or they're not healthy enough to undergo weight loss surgery. And so that's where this has kind of come onto the market in the past years. But it's only really been popular because more and more doctors are writing prescriptions for it. And the reception has been tremendous in the American market. Largely, and unfortunately, it's bad saying this, but because your average American, you know, that most people don't want to work out. They want to take the easy option.
Yes.
And they don't believe in fitness. They don't believe in dieting. They say, hey, if I can take a pill and solve all my problems, I can fix it. And this drug has been there for people. I mean, people have lost, I've read stories of 30 pounds as much as a few weeks.
Weeks?
Weeks. And so it's wow. Fascinating drug. And due to the popularity of this drug, Novo Nordisk is expected to make such strong earnings this year, they're actually having to cut back on supply a little bit so they can focus on building it because the demand is that high in America. And so it's really selling well, and I really think this is going to really drive the company in the short term.
Okay.
Make it a very good short-term investment for the next 1 to 3 years.
Well, that's really cool. That's very interesting. Can you touch a little bit on bonds?
Sure. So at Armada, we primarily look for investment grade bonds, which typically all bonds are rated on investment grade to junks. And typically you want to stay from junk bonds because those are the speculative ones, companies that really don't have a great history of paying interest or paying their coupons. And I mean, sure, if you have that type of risk aptitude, go for it. But we look for the investment grade bonds, which means that the company's stable and is more likely going to pay back the principal instead of, you know, defaulting altogether. So right now we're actually seeing bonds with a maturity date of 6 months to a year out, which is typically a short-term bond. We don't really look for longer unless the client wants that type of bond. But these short-term bonds that are 6 months to a year out, we're seeing ones that are paying 6%. That's huge.
Yeah, that is big. That's a lot.
And so they're an excellent choice to provide some sort of stability. I mean, I'm sure most of our listeners have heard of the, you know, 60% bond portfolio, 40% equities. And some people still believe in that model. And we have clients, you know, that are model that, you know, live and die by that model. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the key is finding good bonds that are going to work for you. But then again, it no one client is the same. And a lot of financial advisors try to put clients in a generalized basket. Mm-hmm. At Armada, we don't think like that. We look at a person's, you know, goals. We look at what their financial risk tolerance is. Why do they want to invest? What investments do they have? What did they invest in the past? And we try to create these custom portfolios for people because we want to work with somebody. We don't want to, you know, treat somebody as a number.
You know, that's so important these days. It really truly is to get good quality service and know that you have their best interest at heart for their financial goals, especially in the time we are in now with inflation the way it is. You want to make sure your money's going where it needs to go to make the most it can in the time that it can. So that's wonderful. By the way, if you're just tuning in, this is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Trevor Odom with Armada Advisors. You can email him at todom@armadaadvisors.com or 497-6167. He would be happy to answer all your questions. They have complimentary video service where they share insights into the market on a regular basis, and you want to subscribe. So go to their website, armadaadvisors.com, and subscribe. So you actually have videos where you share insights. Is that weekly, monthly? Is that something you just have on your website?
So typically we have a bi-weekly schedule.
Okay.
We have a YouTube channel. All of our videos are uploaded, and they're either myself or my boss, my father, Wesley, and we talk about, you know, anything from, oh my gosh, there's a huge, like, say, for example, you know, say Google collapsed. It hasn't, mm-hmm. but like, you know, mm-hmm. if a stock collapsed and a large amount of people own, we talk about that. We also talk about, you know, geopolitical events that could affect people. Like
okay.
We had, like, when the Ukrainian war started, we had some videos about that. We have videos about the Fed rates and explaining it to people. And we try to put it in as simple as terms as possible, because we understand that not everybody has financial knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, in schools, they don't even teach how to balance a checkbook. So how are you expecting
to get
your financial knowledge when they don't even teach it in schools?
I completely agree with you on that. That's a whole nother topic. My favorite thing on this on the Pensacola Expert panel is we digress a lot. So we might get on a topic that we might not get back over here to Armada Advisors. So, but I totally agree with you on that. They should be teaching them things about finances, how to save, taxes, things like that. So, you know, what sets you apart from other advisors in our area?
Well, we truly believe in the whole person concept that, you know, everybody's different. As I've stated time and time again, because we try to treat our clients as family, because we don't believe in getting rich off our clients. We believe in getting rich with our clients, because, you know, if our clients make more money, we make more money. And, you know, if a client loses money, not only do we make less money, but, you know, we potentially lose them as a client as well. And so keeping that philosophy, and we want to chart a better course, because, you know, the greatest satisfaction I get is when, you know, a client's really reached their financial goals,
mm-hmm.
and they're extremely happy that they have all the money they want to do in retirement. And so, I mean, even if you never get a financial advisor, you need to start saving and contribute into at least a basic account.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for example, there's a basic calculation that I show all my clients, for example, and it says if you were age 25 and you put, you know, $100 every month into the S&P 500, which is the market as a whole,
mm-hmm.
and kept on doing that until you're 65. And even if you assume, you know, worst growth, which is about 8%, I assume 8.5% just to plan for contingencies, you would have almost $200,000
by the
time you were 65. And everybody could probably save an extra $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And the younger you start saving, the more you're setting yourself up for the future. And it doesn't mean like you never touch the account.
Mm-hmm.
You can take it out. You know, you may have to pay some taxes on it. But it's just a good idea to save, because too many people think that Social Security is going to pay for everything.
And it's not.
It's not. It may not even be here. I mean, I'm in my 20s still, and I wonder if it's still going to be
here. I keep hearing that. I've heard that for a very long time.
Nobody really knows the answer. But, you know, what I can't predict the future. I just try to guess.
That's right. You can always email him at todom@armadaadvisors.com. or call 497-6167. He'd be happy to answer your questions. And like we said, there is a complimentary videos biweekly that they share. So you really want to subscribe to this, because they're going to go over things that maybe in the market that are happening now, things maybe you don't understand. And they do it on a level that I would need, because I'm not savvy in that area. So that's great. It's over on YouTube. You can subscribe by going to their website, armadaadvisors.com, and it says just click to subscribe. If you have any questions for Trevor, you can text or call 437-1620. I want to touch base again real quick on how the market is. What does it look like now? How is it doing?
So the market's done remarkably much better this past year. It's kind of phased out of the Ukrainian situation, which really affected things badly last time, and inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Investors really believe that the Fed's going to start lowering interest rates again, which would be a relief to banks.
They do?
To the market.
This is the first I've heard of this. I'm excited.
And I mean, hey, we need it.
We need a little bit of relief.
If you look at the old market back in 1994, 2022 behaved just like 1994. It went down a lot. 1995, the Fed started reducing interest rates, and the market started skyrocketing. Has it skyrocketed? No, but the market's up year to date. I mean, you have individual stock companies such as Nvidia that are up 70+% year to date. And so, I mean, it's just, like I said, it's about finding the diamonds in the rough. You can't always expect to make money every year. And most people realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you're day trading your account, you know, and looking at it every day, stop. Looking at your account every single day is one of the worst things you can do.
Really?
Because you get more nervous. Why? Oh,
anxiety kicks in. Yeah. If you lost some money.
Exactly. So take a breath, look at it, make a set schedule to look at it like once a week or once every 2 weeks. And, you know, even maybe longer. Like, I don't even look at my own. I do financial advising for a living. I look at my account maybe once every 2 weeks just because I don't want to deal with it. You know, I have other people's focus to worry about.
Right.
And so people that are the worst worried and most anxious are the people that look at it every day and make their happiness on whether the market goes up or down.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, it's not sports. Like, do right. that for the sports teams. Leave the markets, can put take it and separate it.
Right. And I'm not savvy on this at all, but I did hear when you invest, you want to look at a company that they're going to have ups and downs, but they're stable.
Exactly.
Like, so they're these companies that have been around a long time, and you can correct me if I'm wrong because I don't know, that they're going to have lows, but they come back and they're always pretty stable long term.
Exactly. One of my favorite, I mean, I think a lot of people love him, is Warren Buffett. He has a lot of great advice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've listened to him, actually.
And he says, you know, never just buy a stock, buy the company.
Mm-hmm.
And that's done extraordinarily well for him over his, you know, 50, 60, 70 plus years of investing. And I mean, his way to end it on is, you know, as bad as things seem, you know, Warren Buffett started buying his first stock in 1942. And we had, you know, the Battle of Midway. We lost a lot of American servicemen the previous year in Pearl Harbor. And all the stock market has gone up since World War II has gone up. Yeah, it's had downs, ups and downs, but if you pull up the Dow Jones and pull a maximum chart from 1929 all the way till today, it's been steadily up. And what did Warren Buffett say? Never bet against America, because even as bad as things seem, we can come to such greater heights economically, politically, everything. And by never betting against America, I think people's money is going to prosper long term.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that insight, because it's really good to hear, you know, that things are, you know, we just don't hear that kind of stuff these days, you know, like, let's look at the history of it. Let's look at how we've been doing since then. It's doing good, actually, you know, because we always turn on the news and it's just depressing, to be honest. So it's great that you're here and you're giving us some advice that is positive. And you can call Trevor. What is your number, Trevor? Let's see, 497-6167. You can answer your questions. You can email him, todom@armadaadvisors.com. You could head on over to their website. I was on their website. Tons of information, armadaadvisors.com. You can subscribe, and then they come out biweekly with video service that they're going to talk to you about the market, things like that. So that's very educational. Definitely need that when you're thinking about things that maybe you didn't go to school for, like me, and so that would help me for sure. I do want to ask you something. We have just a second. Tell me a little bit about Armada Guardians.
So Armada Guardians is my own, I guess, side hustle is the word. I serve as a court-appointed guardian for people that are deemed incapacitated.
Yeah.
And also I can do trust. I serve as power of attorneys. And it's basically like I can help people plan end of life so that they don't have to have guardianships. And they don't have to have huge family infighting. And it's very rewarding because I get to help people. I get to see a different side of, you know, of life, really. And it's a different level. It's not so much financial planning, but we can help with that too. But it really is to help serve the people that need it most.
Thank you so much for joining me, Trevor. It has been a pleasure having you on. Stay tuned. This on May 13th, there's an annual kids fishing clinic you don't want to miss out at Maritime Park. Free registration for kids 5 to 15 begins at 8:30 for the first 350 participants. Participants get a free fishing combo while supplies last. We have a Fox News update followed by a local news update in our newsroom. Stay tuned. We have Navarre Montessori with